But this morning, we have two scripture readings. And so for both readings, I'm going to be reading out of the New Revised Standard Version. The first is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you will be able to endure it. And so the second is from 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 8 and 9. We do not want you to be unaware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly, unbearably crushed that we despaired of life itself. Indeed, we felt as if we had received the sentence of death, so that we would not rely on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. So it's no secret that life has been hard for us lately. I would say that it's been a hard week, but it's been longer than that. I would say that it's been a hard month, but it's been longer than that. I would say that it's been a hard season, but it's been longer than that. At this point, I can't even say that it's been a hard year, because it has been longer than that. On March 11, 2020, on my husband's birthday, mind you, the coronavirus was declared a global pandemic, and our world changed. We started doing this thing called social distancing. We started using hand sanitizer frequently and wiping down every surface that we could. We eventually added in mask wearing. Some treatments came out. Finally, the vaccine came. And yet, even with all these measures, the distancing and the masks and the vaccines and the treatment, right now in Florida, we're in a spike that is as high and as intense as it ever has been. As pastors, it feels like we're getting this non-stop litany of exposures, of positive tests, of hospitalizations, and sadly, even deaths due to this virus. Not to mention the very real grief that we all feel by mourning the loss of normal life. We miss normal school. Normal college move-ins, normal baby showers, normal birthday parties. All this stress and all this loss, it feels like too much to bear. And unfortunately, COVID-19 is not the only thing we are all dealing with. We keep seeing these natural disasters, the earthquake in Haiti and Hurricane Ida. We know there is international strife, like what's going on in Afghanistan right now. We know that there's families out there still experiencing financial struggle. We know there's business owners suffering under staff shortages. And we know that there are children out there dealing with hunger. And so all of these national and international issues do weigh heavy on our hearts. But on top of all these heavy burdens of the world we are shouldering, our lives have not stopped. We still have those regular burdens of life that are still out there. Other sicknesses and struggles like cancer, anxiety, depression, and heart disease. And we even still have those little everyday but very real stresses of work, of parenthood, of finances, of school, of day-to-day life. And so I don't know about you, but when I pause to take stock of all of this going on in the world and in my own heart, it just feels like so much. It doesn't feel fair at all. And so in light of all this I have going on, all the burdens that I have to bear, if I think about that seemingly innocent phrase, God won't give you more than you can handle, I could scream. It's true. I feel like I have more going on in my life than I can handle right now. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you probably feel that way too. So in this sermon series that we are calling Get Real, we're taking a look at these phrases that are often said but aren't actually in the Bible. So this week we're taking a closer look at the idea that God won't give you more than you can handle. It's a phrase that many of us have heard before. It may be a phrase that some of us have even believed before. I know I believed it at one point in my life. But we're going to take a harder look at it together. What does God really call us to do when we are going through more than it feels like we can bear? This morning I read two scripture passages, one from 1 Corinthians and the other from 2 Corinthians. Both of these are written by the Apostle Paul to a local church he was shepherding. These letters were intended to provide spiritual counsel, encouragement, and support to a church that desperately needed it. And so this church, the church at Corinth, was particularly struggling. And that is where we get this first scripture today, the one that's often interpreted to mean God won't give you more than you can handle. So I'll read it again in the NRSV. No testing has overtaken you that is not common to everyone. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. But with the testing, he will also provide the way out so that you might be able to endure it. But here's the thing. For the church at Corinth, their primary struggle was not persecution. It was not a grief or a loss that they had experienced as a congregation. Their primary struggle was temptation. Bless their little hearts, but these church folks were really, really struggling with sin. And I'm talking about some big stuff here, like excluding other people from the church dinners because of their social status or their economic status, sexual immorality, and other really terrible things. And so, the Apostle Paul is trying to encourage these church folks to get back on track, to not fall prey to temptation. The Greek word here is translated as testing, but it might better be understood as temptation. Listen to the way this is read in the Common English Bible translation. No temptation has seized you that isn't common for all people. But God is faithful. He won't allow you to be tempted beyond your abilities. Instead, with the temptation, God will also supply a way out so that you are able to endure it. So when we look at the verse in this context and in the bigger picture, we see that it's a pep talk. Paul is encouraging these Christians that they can, in fact, overcome those hang-ups and those struggles and those temptations to avoid sin. It isn't intended as a promise that God is not going to give us more than we can handle in regards to our tragedies we experience in life. In fact, in our next scripture passage, which is a later letter from Paul to the church at Corinth, Paul talks about his own trials and struggles. Let me read the fuller passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, beginning in verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all consolation, who consoles us in our affliction, so that we might be able to console those who are in any affliction with a consolation with which we ourselves are consoled by God. Our hope for you is unshaken, For we know that as you share in our sufferings, so you also share in our consolation. We do not want you to be aware, brothers and sisters, of the affliction we experienced in Asia. For we were so utterly, unbelievably crushed that we despaired life itself. Indeed, we felt that we had received the sentence of death so that we would not rely on ourselves, but on God who raises the dead. He who rescued us from so deadly a peril will continue to rescue us. On him we have set our hope that he will rescue us again, as you also join in helping us by your prayers, so that many will give thanks on behalf of the blessing granted to us by the prayers of many. So this passage serves as Paul's introduction to the letter. It's kind of a life update he's giving to the congregation before he delves into his main reason for writing. And so in this update, Paul wants to make sure he does not shy away from the full extent of what he has been going through. He's open and he's honest about the fact that he has despaired life itself. I don't know about you, but that phrase, that to me sounds like God gave him more than he could handle. But I love about what Paul says about this whole ordeal. He looked at it as an opportunity that he might not rely on himself, but on God. He stresses the importance of consoling each other in our afflictions and helping one another out with our prayers. Paul understood that it isn't God that doesn't give us more than we can handle. Paul understood that he had gone through more than he could handle, at least more than he could handle alone. He understood the way that we survive these trials, the way he survived that hard time he was going through, the way we survive whatever we're going through in this COVID-19 pandemic, is because of God and because of each other. So this whole sermon series is inspired by a book by Pastor Adam Hamilton entitled Half-Truths, God Helps Those Who Help Themselves and Other Things the Bible Doesn't Say. So in response to this idea that God doesn't give you more than you can handle, Pastor Adam provides for us what he calls a better promise that you and I can hold on to as biblical truth. God will help you handle all that you've been given. Paul knew this well, and he was trying to stress this to the Corinthian Christians. And so I don't know about you, but I know if I were to take this promise to heart a lot more, it would save me a lot of stress and a lot of headaches. So the question remains, though. How do we take this idea that God will help you handle all that you've been given, and how do you turn it into a promise that we can live out in our day-to-day life? Well, God helps us handle all that we've been given in two ways. We can rely on God, and we can rely on others. God helps us handle all that we've been given because we can rely on support from God. Like I mentioned earlier, our lives as pastors and staff lately, it seemed like this nonstop litany of hearing bad news, COVID diagnoses, and deep pain within the life of the congregation. And so I remember there was a moment I was mixed up in the middle of the stress of my own COVID-19 quarantine when my phone buzzed and it was a text message. Another piece of bad news. And so in that moment, it was just more than I could handle. I remember I was sitting at the dining room table and I put my head down like this, I just couldn't even handle it anymore. And I prayed silently. Oh, Siri wants to comment. And so I prayed silently to God, this is more than I can handle. How am I supposed to go through with this? How am I supposed to keep carrying these burdens for myself and for the others around me? And so in that moment of desperation, I felt like I had heard God say to me, you're not. You're not supposed to carry these burdens alone. You're not supposed to be able to handle this all on your own. I'm supposed to help you carry these burdens and handle this. And that was such an amazing but simple revelation to me. I realized that I was going all about this all wrong. Just like Paul had realized in his letter to the Corinthians, I had realized that in our weakness, we are to rely on God, not on ourselves. We are not supposed to muster up our own strength from nowhere because God doesn't give us more than we can handle. We don't have to do this alone. We can't. In our weakness, in our struggle, in our grief, we are to rely on God to get us through it. And so I encourage you, friend, if life feels like more than you can bear, if the pain feels too strong or too much, turn to God. Know that you are not alone. Know that God is an ever-present help in times of trouble and stress and when life feels like too much to bear. You don't have to be strong. You don't have to have it all together. God will be there with you through it all. And so we can also trust that God helps us handle all that we've been given because we can rely on each other. God did not intend for us to go through life alone, but for us to have others to rely on in our times of great need. In 2015, I had just graduated from college. I was newly married. And so my husband and I packed up everything and left everything and everyone we knew to move to Lakeland, Florida, so we could both find jobs and so I could attend seminary. And so that time in my life was really stressful, juggling two jobs, figuring out coursework, and going through the ordination process, all while living so far from home. It was more than I could have handled on my own. But through this very church, I found community. I found some great friends that encouraged me and supported me and prayed for me through it all. And in turn, I was able to be there for them as well. Through health struggles of family members, through new babies, through kids starting school, through moving houses and changing jobs. So I encourage you to try to do the same. Try to find ways that you can get involved in the life of this church, even during this different time of COVID-19. Find ways that you can get involved and make connections with others so that you do not have to go it alone. And so I especially encourage this if we have any college students who are here as classes have just started back. I encourage you to do this, to make connections to others through this church. You do not have to go through the ups and downs that are inevitably going to come in your college career alone. So wherever you are at this morning, whatever burdens you are carrying with you this morning, know that you are not alone. Know that life is sometimes more than you can handle, and that's okay. God will help you handle all that you have been given because you can rely on God and you can rely on others. Will you join with me in prayer? God of love, God of grace, God of connection, we thank you that you are our ever-present help in times of trouble. We acknowledge today that life is sometimes more than we can handle. May you help us to realize that in those times, we do not have to go it alone. May we learn to rely on you and to rely on those you have placed in our lives for encouragement and support. Amen. Joy to worship with you this morning. We're so thankful, as we always are, that you would come to worship with us on this day. And so now, as you prepare to head out into the week, hear the benediction. As you go from this place, as you go through the highs and the lows that this next week is inevitably going to give us, may you know that God will help you handle all that you've been given. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. And stop by and see Ron Bell and his artwork. Joy to have you this morning, buddy.